This is the New World Report with my friends and colleagues, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal. It is wonderful to have her at the Florida International University, Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom in Doral, Florida, joining Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo to talk about Latin American affairs and the ironies. Lady and gentlemen, I tell a quick joke about leftists who enjoy luxuries. Brezhnev's mother, the dictator in the Soviet Union, Brezhnev's mother visited him in the Kremlin, and he showed her all the toys that he had, gifts of Cadillacs and Mercedes from Western leaders. And she started to weep. And he said, "Mama, Mama, why are you weeping? These are my cars." And she said, "Oh, what if the Reds come back?" That's the joke that the Soviet Union told once upon a time, and I see that it hasn't changed all these many years later. Joseph, I go to you on the matter of Taiwan in South America. Beijing puts a great deal of pressure on anybody who supports Taiwan and the people in a free republic, except a couple of exceptions. And one is Paraguay. The man who was just elected president of Paraguay, the new president-elect, visited Taiwan recently. And now the man who was vice president of Taiwan, Vice President William Lai, who is the leading candidate to be the new president come the election, is traveling to Paraguay. Does this in any fashion recommend Paraguay as an island of freedom? How is this regarded in the rest of Latin America? Is Paraguay seen as an outlier, as a troublemaker, as crazy, or as a way forward?
No, maybe neither, unfortunately, but it's seen essentially as a historic relationship that's maintaining itself because the victor of the election in Paraguay was a gentleman that's respecting the institutional relationships that his country has had over decades with the Republic of Taiwan. I think Santiago Peña is very smart to make this calculation because there was a lot of rumors circulating, not just in Paraguay, but in Latin America in general, that because of the political sway of the left in Latin America, because of China's encroachment on South America, that they would either be able to buy their way in or they'd be able to shove their way out of having Paraguay abandon Taiwan. That would have been a very difficult move, but it was possible, particularly if his competitor had won the election, Efrain Alegre, who had actually said he was going to do this. But Santiago Peña, I think, is making a calculation. He's making a calculation that he wants to maintain a message throughout the continent and probably throughout the world that democratic governance is a sovereign practice for the country that's in power. And that's really what this relationship is all about, because China has already been able to basically buy or coerce or blackmail its way into pretty much every other country in South America. But they attempted to do so in Paraguay, but not with much success as of yet. The other country, more further north in Central America, that's also holding fast on Taiwan is Guatemala. Guatemala has an election coming up, a second round coming up in August, which I'm very concerned about because the both leading candidates that could go into the second round, and there's some challenges happening on the Constitutional Court, but the challenge, if those challenges don't obstruct the election, if they're able to go into the second round, those two candidates could potentially reverse the decision, which would leave Paraguay in isolation in Latin America. There are some Caribbean countries that still recognize Taiwan, but they don't have the diplomatic clout that that Paraguay does.
Ernesto, quickly, Paraguay, is that a country that people in Brazil admire or go on holiday there? How is it regarded from Brasilia? 30 seconds.
Well, for many generations, Paraguay has been the country that, where people go to buy cheap goods imported from elsewhere because Brazil has huge tariffs. There's lots of friendship in the relationship, and Paraguay looks very much to Brazil as a model. So Brazil should now look more to Paraguay as a model, I think.
I thank Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal for sitting in with us from her duties. She's traveling at Florida. She's now at Florida International University with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araujo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,